Among those taking center stage at next month's Nobel Prize ceremony in Sweden are two female scientists who have made history. This year's honorees include Canadian Donna Strickland, only the third woman ever to win the Nobel Prize in physics, and American Frances Arnold, who was the fifth woman in history to win the Nobel in chemistry. She's a professor at Caltech and joins us now from Pasadena. Frances Arnold, welcome to Here and Now and congratulations.
Thank you.
So you've had a little bit of time now to let this Nobel win sink in. How are you feeling as you get closer to the prize ceremony?
Oh, I'm nervous and overwhelmed. I was hoping that things would calm down, but they've only gotten worse.
How surprised were you when you found out that you won?
I was sound asleep, so that tells you how much I was expecting it. And of course, I was tremendously surprised, terrified, and overwhelmed and thrilled all at the same time.
Well, tell us about what you won for. They awarded you and two others for your work harnessing the power of evolution. What does that mean?
Well, if you look at the biological world and all the amazing chemistry biology does, it comes about through this one simple design process called evolution. Everything in the biological world is a product of this 4 billion years of evolutionary work. I'm interested in using evolution to move forward into the future, to get biology to do a lot of new chemistry for us.
What does that mean? How would you use that?
Well, people have been using evolution for thousands of years. Breed everything from corn to carrier pigeons, lab rats, racehorses, hairless cats. Why not do it with molecules? We take the DNA that encodes biological molecules that are useful to human beings, and we breed those molecules in the test tube, just like we've been doing for animals and plants.
What first got you interested in this?
Oh, I got interested in chemistry as a graduate student. My first course, where I looked at the structure of an enzyme, I was blown away by the beauty and complexity of just the simplest biological things. I had a degree in aerospace engineering and always thought I would engineer the most complicated things on the planet. Well, I discovered those. It's called biology.
But there was a time in your life that you were doing completely different things. You were a cab driver at one point.
Early on, yes. You made more money as a cab driver than working in a pizza parlor.
And you were a waitress, too.
I was.
And did you ever think during that you would be winning a Nobel Prize at some point in your life?
No, I never thought I'd be winning a Nobel Prize. It's a very rare event. And it's a nice thing, but not something I expected.
What does it mean to you to be a woman winning this prize, succeeding in your field the way that you are? There are not very many women who have won Nobel Prizes so far.
Well, that's right. And I think the so far that you say is the most important point. I was one of the first women in engineering at my undergraduate institution at Princeton. I was one of the very first women hired even at Caltech as a professor. So in that sense, there weren't very many women who could compete. That's changed completely. I've been at Caltech for 30 years now, and I've seen brilliant women come up through the ranks doing amazing chemistry, physics, biology. My prediction is we'll see a steady stream of those winning Nobel Prizes in the future.
Why do you say that?
Because they're brilliant. Their work is brilliant. Also, the Nobel Committee has made a conscious effort to get more nominations, right? You don't get a Nobel Prize unless someone takes the time and trouble to nominate you. And it's the committee has taken on that task to make sure that women at least get nominated. Then they can be considered. And when you consider women, you'll see their chemistry is beautiful.
Do you feel a responsibility yourself to encourage other women to excel in science?
I feel a responsibility to encourage everyone to excel in science. Science is so important for the future of our country and the future of the world. Otherwise, how will we be able to feed 10 billion people and live sustainably? So we need all of the minds, and women are half of our population. It'd be crazy not to encourage women, but I'm talking about everyone. Everyone needs a scientific background to be an educated person, and even better, they might become scientists themselves.
Has any of your work as a scientist changed since President Trump came into office? Many people look at his administration and say he's anti-science?
I'm disappointed that the White House has not shown much interest in science, and I'm hoping that that will change.
But for you personally, it hasn't made much of a difference?
Not really.
Mm-hmm. I want to ask you just about your personal story a little bit. You've overcome a lot in your life. You're a breast cancer survivor. You lost your first husband to cancer. Another partner of yours died by suicide. Your son, William, died in an accident in 2016. Of course, our condolences to you for all that you've been through. I just wonder how this moment in your life, what it means to you, given all that you've been through already.
I miss the people that I love and who are gone. I miss my father. I miss my partners. I dearly miss my son. But on the other hand, everyone has to go through these things. Life is not a piece of cake, and it certainly is not for many of the people I know. I'm very grateful, actually, that these people were in my life, and I'm very grateful for the people who are still in my life. And that's the way that I move forward, is I look at all the wonderful things I have rather than spend my time fretting about what I don't.
Gotta appreciate the good things.
I think that's, maybe I was born that way, or maybe I've cultivated it, but it happens to work.
And how have you managed the process of healing in your life while also clearly maintaining a dedication to your work? Or do you have any advice to people who have to overcome obstacles themselves while remaining professionally excellent?
Rest on your friends. We all need friends, and friends are there to hold you up when nothing else can. And I'm very lucky to have a wonderful institution I work for. Caltech is a place where I have many friends, and I have many friends outside of Caltech who've been there for me.
So, Frances Arnold, after you pick up this Nobel Prize later this year, what's your next plan?
I'm only thinking up until December. It's hard to make plans when I'm preparing a retinue of 50 people. I have a lot of friends who are coming to Stockholm with me, and we're going to have an epic party.
An epic
then I'll
party.
Think about the future. An epic party, yes.
That's Frances Arnold, who is one of the winners of this year's Nobel Prize in Chemistry. She is the fifth woman in history to get to this point. Frances Arnold, thank you so much for your time and congratulations again.
Thank you.